Thank you for sticking with us, or if you're just joining us, welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. We went through a little exercise on water use at Wisely's water efficiency score, but they also have 100-plus ways to save water. And going through the list, they've actually got this up to 190 now. And number one, the most important one, they all start with you. It's an individual effort that we all have to do. And they've got it broken down very nicely. They first start in the kitchen. We already talked about dishwasher and the new dishwashers with their Energy Star and water savings. It's a lot more efficient to use a dishwasher than washing them by hand in a lot of cases. Cases like Gary, you know, where one dish, one plate, a fork and a knife. And for a big family.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I do need is a efficient dishwasher. The one I have is when we remodeled the house in 2000. It works, but boy, you can sure hear a lot of water in there just flushing around. So,
and a new dishwasher, it will be energy savings as well, too. Mm-hmm. So you got your water and electricity savings on an upgrade. So there's another one, designate one glass of drinking water each day. I love this one. I do this myself. I have a hydro flask I carry around constantly. It's 32 ounces. That's the only place I drink water out of. At my house, I do have one cup when I'm home. Mm-hmm. It's my LSU cup.
Mine's a Saints cup.
Yep.
They think alike.
I don't know what about my kids hasn't learned from daddy on how to do this. My house is like back to a Mel Gibson movie, Signs, where the glasses of water everywhere. You know, the girl, this water tastes funky, and, you know, they end up with all these cups of glass. That is part of my house. reduce the number of times you need to wash a cup. Use the same one all day.
Exactly.
Don't use running water for food to thaw. That takes a lot of planning ahead of time, putting it in the refrigerator.
No. Think ahead, you know, take it out of the freezer, put it in the refrigerator. I'm always on the fence about something that's frozen that you just put in the sink, provided it's covered, because I do a lot of vacuum sealing. So, but most of the time, I'll put it in the refrigerator, let it thaw out, and then bring it out to room temperature, then start cooking it. But, yeah.
Now, I understand I have to do it with water a couple times a month myself. It takes life happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to pull something out of the freezer and get it thawed so you can get something for your hungry kids. But I will tell you this, don't use hot water when thawing. I know you would think it would thaw faster. It thaws faster with cool water. So now you're not wasting your hot water from the tank either, and it thaws faster.
Ah, okay. Kind of, it's that same principle about don't put hot water on a frozen windshield, you know, because it's something crack.
laundry room, we had already mentioned the gray water use, the laundry machine. Now, you do have to change the detergents you use in a lot of cases. Not that they couldn't go out into a rock landscape, but if you're draining the water onto a plant material, you do have to get some bio-friendly soaps to use. Bathroom. This is always a great one. Put food coloring in the tank of the toilet. Water can seep through there without you ever noticing it. You just put a couple drops in the tank. Watch the bowl. If the bowl changes color, you know the seal, the flapper between the tank and the toilet. Either put some Vaseline on that rubber or put a new rubber cap on there.
It's a $2 solution.
Really easy.
Easy.
Turning the water off when washing your hair can save up to 150 gallons a month. You have to have hair for that to apply, though. I think I only need like 3/4 of a gallon to do mine.
Yeah, and I last February, just for fun, because I like teasing my brothers. They're all losing their hair. And I said, well, let me see if I can grow hair. And you see me now. I've never had hair this long since college. But it took me a year to do it.
Rub it in the face of your brother.
Just to go,
makes sense now.
Look at this. You know, but one thing I've had to do in my tub, I have a shower tub, and if I happen to be using it that time, I had to put a hair catcher in the drain. Something I've never had to do before, because I have a shop vac. This would be a 6-horsepower shop vac that I use for cleaning up and whatnot. But instead of putting Drano to undo the clog, I just use the shop vac and it sucks it out. And I saw this big clob of hair come out.
Okay, number 36. turn the water on. People do eat breakfast on Saturday mornings while listening to this. Turn. I already did that one. Avoid recreational toys that require constant use of water. I like this one for if you have a pool, using the bucket test. So what you do is you take a 5-gallon bucket and you put it, or whatever bucket, doesn't matter. You put it on the step of the pool and you make sure that the water level's the same between in the pool and in the bucket, and mark a line on the bucket so you know where the water level is. And if there's a slow leak in your pool, the pool water will drain faster than the water in the bucket.
That's clever.
So if the water lines come off, easy way to tell. Now, locating it and fixing it's a different story, but that's a very easy way to identify it yourself.
That's where a certified partner comes in handy.
Lawn care, this is one that you don't think about. Keep your lawn longer. The longer the grass, the more it shades the roots and retains the water in there, and therefore uses less water. And then landscape, apply water that can only be absorbed as fast as the soil can absorb it. Jay Harper's a big proponent of that. That's one of his little pet peeves is when you see irrigation and water's running off the side because either the soil can't absorb it or they're improperly installed. And you're watering concrete, like concrete needs to be watered.
Yeah, and also check your sprinklers too. You know, the one thing that really irks me is to see sprinklers on and it's raining.
It's raining. And there are new technologies. You know, for a long time, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, rain harvesting. There are irrigation timers now that know not to run a certain period of time after rain. And every little bit we can do, it's just going to add up more and more, and the more we can responsibly use our water.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I've always been a proponent of look at your humidity that day. I always count humidity as watering a plant. So if it's pretty high, and this comes back from living in Louisiana, where humidity, that's the name of the game. So you don't have to water your lawn all the time. The humidity adds to it, so you can back off a little bit of it. But those devices help out. It can determine how much moisture's in the air, so you could back off watering or need more watering.
Now, I could have missed it, but I've got another water-saving tip that they could have put on here. Like I said, I may have missed it reading through. I'll have to go back later. But a listener wrote in on this. How long do you wait for the water to get hot in your shower? How many gallons go down the drain? This individual keeps a 5-gallon bucket in their bathroom. They fill up the bucket with the shower water that's cold. Then when it gets hot, they turn it off. Then they open, and the water in their toilet is shut off. They open their toilet, they pour the water into the tank of the toilet. So there's no autofill. They're using that cold water to fill up the tank of the toilet and use that water to flush the toilet when they need it. And you know, that water will stay hot in that pipe for, I don't know, an hour or two,
yeah,
probably,
of course,
in that line. So just once they empty their bucket, go back, take their shower, move on. So that one, if it's not on there, we need to add, there's 191 for water use.
And if you do water collecting, you could put that in your big water collecting system outside too as well. If you have like 3 or 4 gallons of cold water, just throw that in there.
Then you'd have to carry it all the way through your house and bang it around your door jams and down the hallway.
Then you need a gym membership because you'll need to build muscle again, you know.
Our home maintenance how-to, we've got a calendar we publish. In fact, we were in Tucson this week delivering it to all of our partners. If you're not on the mailing list, you can go by any one of our Rosie on the House certified partners in Tucson and ask for one. A lot of times, you know, some of these businesses, nobody's there. It's just a warehouse. So if there's one with a showroom, you've got a good chance of finding somebody during regular business hours. But you can pop into any of them, ask for your Rosie on the House home maintenance how-to calendar, and we just go through every single Saturday in this third segment of the 9 o'clock hour. We go through one thing you need to do around your home, castle, or cabin to keep up with the maintenance. And while I was in Tucson, I was disappointed to find out EG's is no longer local.
Oh no.
Now, God bless the founders, built a great business, sold it to a corporate, can retire, go enjoy the good life. Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
But
he didn't ask me if I wanted to buy it. Did he ask you?
No, never asked me at all.
I think there's some Arizonans that probably would have been interested in buying EGs.
So now, let's see. They're still in Tucson, though.
And Casa Grande. This is one of the things I love about the Casa Grande Rodeo that we're at this weekend. We can order EGs for the Pee Wee Awards. We always get little treats for the Pee Wee Awards, mm-hmm. and we get these big tubs of EGs, ice cold. I mean, they've got lemon, strawberry, pina colada, skinny berry. I mean, they're all great.
Yum. Yum.
So
that's true.
Get EGs this weekend.
Yeah. And those sandwiches are killer.
Yes. Yes. But he didn't ask me. Anyway, so this week in our home maintenance how-to, and we are going to enhance those. We got a video camera this week. Dad's going to be so mad at me when he finds out.
Yeah, tell that story, too. I love the story.
So we want to enhance our content by adding video. Mm-hmm. And so what do you need? A video camera. So I had Bruce do some research. Bruce helps at both on Rosie on the House radio production, on our content editing. He's a home inspector. He's a Marine. He's got a lot of life experiences. He also helps on the production side of the remodeling company. And I just said, Bruce, if you find time in between jobs, you know, you got a laptop, find a good camera. So we found one. It was about $1,000. It was a Canon something, G40, whatever.
Yeah, independent filmmakers really like that camera.
What Dad's going to say, you bought a video camera? I spent top dollar to get a video camera for TV quality so we could make the shooting of Good Morning Arizona segments. It had to be good enough for TV. How come that wasn't good enough? That was 17 years ago. You look at something that we did on that versus something that we have now. I mean, even the little still shot camera that'll shoot like a 30-second video is clearer than that camera.
So that was before HD technology. That was,
you know, I think this
VHS
was like
tape.
Stage one of digital.
Oh, it was early.
I don't know if it was
form.
High def, but it was. It was a digital recorder, but you still had to buy cassette-looking tapes for it to plug it in.
Oh, digital cassette? This camera's going to beat that by a mile because it's just the scan disc. You're done.
He's going to have to see the finished product before he understands the investment. I'm just going to tell him, look, Dad, this is like the time Grandpa Raymond beat you for buying new nails instead of using the old nails. And your reason for using the old nails were very simple. They've been rusting behind your yard for 10 years. I wasn't using rusted nails on the project. Your old camera was rusted nails.
Hammer, hammer, crunch.
So today in the calendar, cleaning exhaust fans. But Gary's signaling a break. So we'll get to cleaning exhaust fans for your weekly home maintenance how-to right after this.